Welcome, everyone.
I am so honored to share this space with you all. I'm so glad that you're able to join on this webinar. I think that it will be very inspirational for you all. I am so inspired by this topic. This is definitely in line with my passion. I've been wanting to bring together the world of functional neurology, functional medicine, quantum physics, and the comprehensive understanding that our nervous systems are capable of profound change. We can upgrade, we can modify, we can modulate, and there's so many abilities to just really create incredible and tangible nervous system hacks so that you're able to use these types of neural encoding sessions anytime you need, anytime that you're ready for an upgrade in your nervous system, whenever you're just wanting to get an extra boost of neurological capacity for whatever you're inspired to do throughout the day. If you're wanting to express yourself in a more authentic way where you don't have limitations and you just want your nervous system to be capable of helping you with all of the energy and the self-expression of you and what you're wanting to voice and how you're wanting to be in life. This is what can help you with laying the foundation for that. So, this is the reason why I've brought together many different modalities, and this is part of what we're going to be referencing is just the foundations of what this is. Like, as I'm referencing these quantum neuroencoding sessions, this is just a type term that I've come up with to comprehensively just give some light to what these sessions can encode or what these sessions can do for your brain and for your nervous system. But there are so many underlying things that are going on that have scientific data, scientific proof, and then some that we still haven't explained yet completely in research. So there are many different quantum physics theories that may play roles in some of the inspiration of what are brought, some of the modalities are brought into these sessions. And that's what we're wanting to do today is just give you all this idea and the foundations to it with plenty of the science so that you understand what you're going to be bringing in whenever you're going through these sessions, like how you're doing it, how you're activating your brain, how you're activating your nervous system. And then also just helping you understand how you have so many different tools that you can use. And this will bring more inspiration to you whenever you're coming up with new ways of doing these exercises and different neural activation strategies. So let's get started with this. And for those of you who love science and love an explanation and love to understand what it is behind the scenes of why you're doing certain things, you're going to love this webinar because I'll definitely lay the foundation for you for about the first half of the webinar. We're going into each of the deeper layers of understanding about these tools so that it will really just wake up the inspiration within you in your own nervous system. And then that way you can really trust this process and understand when you're going through these sessions, you're able to appreciate it more so. And so let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the different types of tools and strategies that we're bringing in. And this is really about the dimensions of the healing of the nervous system. And this is within biochemistry, physiology, quantum physics, functional neurology, within the neuroplasticity, consciousness, consciousness expansion, and some bioenergetic medicine that we can use as well, and different frequency therapies. So there are so many different things that we can add in from these. And so as I'm explaining some of these scientific principles behind the scenes, then we're going to be able to make sure that you are able to use that. And so as we're going through this, let's go ahead and talk about a few of the ideas behind the nervous system. So many of you may already know this, and if you do, then it's just a great refresher. And then if it's new to you, this is also something that you may want to look up, or you may want to just find out more information. So, what we're looking at whenever we talk about the nervous system is there are many different ways of activating the nervous system. There's the autonomic nervous system that balances the parasympathetics and the sympathetics. There is the central nervous system, and then there's a peripheral nervous system. Central nervous system is the brain and the spinal cord. Peripheral nervous system are the nerves that go to your extremities, to your organs, and this is what helps to bring in information to the brain, to the central nervous system. So all these different parts of the nervous system are activating and are supporting the processes of bringing the information to and from the nervous system and regulating it and also creating a resilience in that information. So whenever we think about resilience, this is whenever there's a stressor that may come into your life, may happen, then how much resilience does your nervous system have? Like how much capacity does it have for malleability, for flow, for being able to, maybe go into a little bit of a sympathetic overdrive response where you have more cortisol. Your body is ready and feeling like it's ready to fight, flight, or freeze. And these are some of the ways that our sympathetic nervous system will express. And then we want to shift quickly out of a sympathetic response by going back into parasympathetic function. So this is rest, digest, regenerate. And this is very, very mild type of explanation about this. There's a lot that we could go into with the polyvagal theory and some other things. But what we want to do is just go pretty light for that because you understand whenever we have more resilience and you have more capacity for a healthy nervous system, we also, of course, will want to heal some of the traumas and big stressors that may have happened in your past that could still be affecting your nervous system today. And it could still affect how your nervous system is actually expressing and how it takes in information. So you may have a more reactive nervous system if it's less resilient or if there have been traumas in the past that are still unresolved. And many of those ways that the traumas stay in our nervous system or stay affecting us are actually through electromagnetic frequencies and processes where there are fields that will still have an energetic response. And so that's something that we want to work with. As we know, the nervous system is electrical. The way that it's responding, the way it's interacting, all of the different frequencies that are sent throughout the nerves and how the central nervous system is receiving information, it's electrical. So electromagnetic frequencies and some of these other principles that we're going into with quantum physics, it's directly, tangibly related and connected. So some of these subtle energy fields can hold on to some of those, imbalances that can happen within the nervous system. So, what we wanted to explore is within the nervous system, how can we create more regulation where there may have been dysregulation? And then this will have profound effects on overall wellness. And this will just help to continue to encode in higher levels of wellness frequencies for your own system and every cell in your entire body to hold that optimal functioning. So that's in the immune system, in your digestive system, in every system that works for you to have an optimal state of well-being. That's how it's working. Now, there's a term that we're going to be referencing quite regularly, and this is called the neuroplasticity term. And this means whenever we are stimulating neural connections, we can actually stimulate more neural synapses to form. And this is like the connections between the neurons. So neurons communicate and they're little synaptic clefts, little communication networks, and how that's expressing or creating the electrical signals and biochemical communication with neurotransmitters and other proteins, ligands, and things. That is across those neurosynaptic clefts. Well, we can actually stimulate your brain to grow new neural networks, like new neural synapses, new connections. So your brain is completely malleable. Your nervous system is capable of change. And so as we're going through all of this, then just open up your mind to the possibilities because the sky is the limit whenever it comes to your nervous system. There are several different ways that we are able to create some of this like neural stimulation. And what we would do is you can stimulate cranial nerves, you can stimulate the lobes of the brain in different ways. And it's just through simple exercises and movement patterns, like just moving your eyes in certain ways, or you're able to activate the parietal lobe or the frontal lobe. And then you're able to stimulate for the map of the entire body, which is in the parietal lobe. to be upgraded in how your brain is actually perceiving itself or perceiving your body. And so then that's upgrading the informational codes that are being sent and supporting how your perception of yourself is. So then your expansiveness, your confidence, your ability to lean in life and to be your most authentic version of yourself without the limitations. That's part of the way that you're quantumly upgrading the consciousness levels, as well as encoding in new frequencies within your nervous system to make sure that that expression is fully authentic and fully aligned. And there are a couple of ways that we can also think about the subtle reactions. So we have subtle fields that are all around us. They're within every single cell, they're around every cell, they're really subatomic as well. And so let's go into some of these quantum physics principles now that we've talked about the matter that is the brain. And then this is the subtle fields between the matter. And so this is what really matters, no pun intended, because this is what where you have greatest capacity for profound upgrades and evolution within your brain. And so some of the interesting quantum physics principles that I love and I think are very aligned, I want to bring some relevance for how they're connected to nervous system neuroplasticity. So let's talk about the double slit experiment. And this is like the observer effects and the wave particle duality. And this is where it's been demonstrated that consciousness affects matter. So whenever you are thinking something, whenever you're observing something, whenever you are actually imagining something or having attention or just observing this matter component, then electrons can behave differently. And this is one of those links to how the nervous system and consciousness can collapse waveforms into reality. So you don't have to understand that concept of collapsing waveforms into reality. Just know your thoughts and your field, your frequency, and how you interact with your world around you has an impact on reality. You can create profound changes on your reality, and you can see the evidence tangibly in your reality. And this is one of that core, those core principles to know that quantum physics is the foundation of all. John Wheeler said the universe does not exist out there independent of us. We are participators in bringing about something of the universe. So this is what lays the groundwork of how our perception and belief affect biology, biochemistry, physiology. It is absolutely linked and connected. And so it is very important that you're upgrading that consciousness and how you're observing your reality, how you're interacting with it, and knowing that you do have this control in essence, and you're able to have this interaction and play, and you're able to actually increase the capacity of your reality. Now, David Baum in the implicate order is another concept that's very important to bring up. So the implicate order suggests that all phenomena are embedded into each other and folded into each other at the quantum level. Everything is interconnected. Information and energy flow holographically through fields, and the nervous system is a receiving transmitting antenna for these fields. So every single neuron, every single electrical magnetic frequency, this is like an antenna. So you want to tune those antennas just like you would do for a transmitter, for radio, for a certain frequency, for a certain way that you're able to receive in the signals. This is the same thing. This nervous system, we can upgrade the antenna and the receiving factor. So our encoded beliefs, trauma patterns, and perceptions ripple into our physiology and coherence now. So that's where we have to be able to clear some of those levels of interference and some of the ways that we're having that stagnation to be able to get like crystal clear clarity and those beautiful energetic patterns and those energetic frequencies clearly, perceptively receiving them into our system. Now, the Fritz Albert Popp principle of biophoton emission is like one of my favorites, probably, because this is where Popp's research uncovered that all living systems emit ultra weak light emissions called biophotons from the DNA of cells. This emission is highly coherent, suggesting it's not a byproduct, but rather a primary form of biological communication. So we are light beings. Like we actually can have the evidence. We see the evidence, and this is in the research. This has been proven and shown. These biophotons and this emission, we actually have the capacity to consciously interact with this. So in that observer reflex or the observer principle. That's where we know we see our reality is directly affected and interacted with our consciousness. Well, same thing for internal to every single cell. Now, this is where we can see with this principle of the biophoton emissions that within our own cells, we can see this emission of light and the light frequency. So we can actually even bring in light codes and light imagine. We can imagine light in a session. We can imagine it in a consciousness connection. We can actually have light and emission of the light within our cells that are activated, and we can actually upgrade the way that our cells are able to interact with light codes. So there are many different levels and ways that we can use this for our own well-being, for our own nervous system, frequency balance, and for our connection in the nervous system. And most intrinsically and most importantly, we're able to use this within our own levels for our system to be able to encode the right frequencies so that we're able to evolve or elevate or upgrade ourselves and the information. Now, within the intracellular communication, it's interesting because Pop also demonstrated that the biophotons are used for signaling between cells, modulating growth, immune system function and repair. The quantum signaling systems are far faster and more precise than even biochemical signals. So this is like all the hormones and neurotransmitters and everything else that can be secreted in the brain and in the nervous system and around the body to communicate. These biophotons can work more rapidly and can actually have profound levels of activation. And this is within the codes of our fields as well as within our cells for tangible matter upgrades and changes. The Pop also theorized the coherent light emitted from DNA can behave similarly to Bose-Einstein condensate, potentially storing and broadcasting information throughout the body in structured waveforms. So this means that your DNA is not just storing your biology, it's broadcasting your frequency. And so this is something that you can actually have powerful effects and impacts on how your own DNA is able to express, replicate, and then all of the new cells that are created, every single new cell, as you're being recreated as a being, you just regenerate constantly or always microcellularly updating the protocols and the information codes in the DNA in those new cells, you can upgrade that. So that's what's incredible is you can bring in more coherence and actually change and update how your DNA is expressed and how the messages in the DNA are stored. And it's in your frequency too, and it broadcasts out your frequency into that field. And your field can extend far around you. Like it can even extend out as far as like a football field around you. So you want to make sure that what you're doing and how you're doing it and how you're being is upgrading that frequency and that field, and you're leaning into that constantly. So whenever we know, like basically we are beings of light. That's what this research proves. And that's how we're able to do these upgrades within the nervous system and within our own biofields. So whenever we're using these quantum neural encoding techniques, we're updating these light emissions with intentional frequency and reinforming your body's field and the field into your reality. So now with that observer effect, you're actually having an upgraded field around you, like change the quantum physics of your own reality as well as within your internal being. Okay, let's add in a couple more tools and then we'll actually have a neural encoding session. I'm going to walk you all through an example of one at the end of this webinar. So, scalar waves and nonlinear communication, these are some of the things that we want to bring in. This is a very important tool in your tool basket. So, this scalar waves were discovered in theory by Nikola Tesla and are non-Hertzian and capable of transmitting energy and information without decay across vast distances. Scalar fields appear to be a substrate for consciousness, intent, and healing influence. And techniques like intention-infused breathwork, meditative visualization, and coherent sound activate scalar alignment within the biofield. Scalar waves are this subtle field energy that we have impact on whenever we bring our conscious attention to that and have an intention for how these scalar waves can interact and work with our biofields, then that's where we could guide and utilize these profound tools for upgrading our processes. So this is an important thing that we'll be reaching for as well. So scalar waves, imagine that. And then we'll bring in also the quantum entanglement within your body. So let's talk about the entanglement principle. And this is where implies that particles once connected remain connected regardless of distance. So the quantum entanglement principle applies to cellular networks, neural tissues, fascia, even mitochondria. They communicate faster than what chemistry and biochemistry allows. And this is distance doesn't matter either. So when we're working with coherence techniques, we're repairing disconnections at the field level. And this can repair the disconnections that could have happened anytime throughout your entire life within your own biology, but also within your DNA's field and within your legacy. We know this has been proven in science and research that a mother that is pregnant with a baby actually is forever connected to that baby. And it's through this entanglement principle. So like these cells that are created and really actually the DNA from the father as well in the sperm, it's all connected. And these cells have replicated into this new form, into this new being. And there is an entanglement principle and an entanglement connection. And in our fields of legacy, in our generation, we can actually heal generationally and have profound impact. So whenever you're doing your healing, you're actually helping to heal your parents. You're helping to heal your lineage. You're healing far back into whichever level of the generation. You're becoming your greatest ancestor. And it's so beautiful that you can take up these tools and with intention and love, you're able to have such a profound and incredible effect. And that being said, we are all one. Like technically, we have so many, our DNA, our biofields, everything that's connected, all of our lineages. There's so many ways that we could talk about the lattice work of what makes us humans and how connected we are as beings and how it's all just a lattice work. And so you're having a profound impact on upgrading everyone around you. It's like the collective. Okay, so let's go back into the science a little bit more so we can make sure that you understand all of these different tools. And I just get so inspired and excited by some of these things. All right, so let's talk about torsion fields and DNA spiral geometry. So torsion fields are spinning fields of information that exist in vacuum physics. DNA's double helix is a torsion spiral and emits and responds to torsion-based frequencies. Light and sound codes activate these torsion structures, amplifying energy coherence and gene expression. So we've all seen what the DNA looks like, this little double spiral helix, and we know how it gets like coded and how that's information and it's a blueprint of who we are and everything within our cells, the little stem cells that are produced in our body, everything holds this frequency and this blueprint. Well, we can actually help to upgrade and recode and upgrade the codes that are held within our DNA through these concepts that we've just talked about. Like, think about each one of these concepts and how they all come together. And now, with this last type of tool of the torsion fields and how we're able to upgrade this DNA within the spiral geometry and within actually the geometry that is within the body, within every cell, within every like biochemical connection. Like we see it throughout all of nature. We see different types of geometry patterns, like even sacred geometry and the perfect geometry, and in mathematics and within the universe. It's like we are able to explain things chemically, biochemically, biologically, in many ways throughout these geometrical patterns. But within our DNA, that is one of the most important things that we have within our blueprints is that we're able to upgrade the way that our nervous system interacts. And within these neurons, within each cell in the brain, you can upgrade the DNA expression as well. Biophotons, the entanglement principle. We just now talked about all of these different tools. And this is how you have impact. So you have the science now to back this up. And now let's bring in some more ideas of some connections between the quantum science and then the practical neuroplasticity. So sound and light codes can reprogram biology. And this is where we've probably all heard about binaural beats and isochronic tones and Schumann resonance of the earth and grounding and how important that is. These are all like frequencies that can align and bring coherence and actually can help to attune brainwave states and circadian rhythms and planetary rhythms and the cycles and It just goes on and on. It has such a profound impact on our biophysiology. And so what we can do is we can actually use some of these sound frequencies and upgrade the way that the brain wave patterns are expressing to get into a state of more coherence. And whenever we get into very coherent patterns of brain states, brain waves within the brain, this is where truly profound healing can occur. And this is so important that we are able to train our systems on how to go into these states. And this is where, whenever you have these states that are just easily accessible, and it's, you just take some intention time and you go into like certain meditations. And we'll say that word loosely because a meditation is just like a relaxation response. If you're having going into a, like a session where you're intentionally bringing your attention into the upgrades physiologically, and then you bring in a little bit of these sound codes or these background frequencies, or you're training your own brainwave pattern, which also is creating this its own field frequency. And in the vibrational frequency patterns, we have our microtubules and microfilaments and the extracellular matrix that all can hold the encoding patterns of these vibrational frequencies. That's where you're able to get these incredible coherence responses that are actually held within your system throughout every aspect of your being, even in the field in between, even between the cell types, and even between how your own system is expressing and interacting. So you have these upgrades and the resonance is that coherence within these vibrational patterns, these biorhythm patterns. So let's go into a couple more, because I could just go on off on so many tangents as I get super inspired by some of these concepts. Chromotherapy and photonic light entrainment stimulate mitochondrial repair, hormonal balance, and vagal tone. So whenever we think about chromotherapy, we think about different colors. Like think about what a blue sky brings you, that peace and that, kind of expansiveness because you're inspired. Maybe it's like a summertime expansiveness, or you see like orange or red, and it's a like more warming color. You think of something that's more inspiring, motivational, or brings in, stimulates even hunger or vagal tone. Like colors all have impact, different interactions and impact. So you can see a color and you can actually do light therapy. You can put on different colored glasses to help with modulating if you have artificial light coming in and that's a lot for your nervous system. You can wear certain colors that you're inspired by whenever you're just really aligned with certain types of color codes or so color patterns or something for your nervous system to feel like it's expressing itself. Well, these are tangible ways. If you're bringing in imaginary light, even into the sessions, like you're just in the middle of doing exercises for neuroplasticity for your nervous system, you can actually just imagine certain codes, certain color codes. And we all have grown to seeing these codes, unless we're colorblind, in which case then we have just different patterns that we're recognizing and we still get the same types of frequencies. And our subconscious is still able to imagine. We won't go down that tangent because we can explain a lot there, but chromotherapy, photonic light, color therapy, different types of code patterns. These are other things that we can add in. And so, as we're talking about this, these are restructuring bioenergetics infrastructure. And it's important to note that whenever we are adding in certain layers, then your system will be inspired by this. So as we're going through these sessions, feel your intuition and feel how if certain colors are coming into your mind at certain times as you're bringing in your intention for what you would intend to create healing in and wellness in, well, then that's amazing. That's what your own nervous system is knowing it needs to bring in four codes. So trust in that process and we'll lean into that. All right, so let's talk about how to activate scalar waves. So we've talked about that as a tool. And so how do we bring in scalar waves and how do we help embody that and integrate that into our system? So your breath is scalar. It's rhythm, it's intention, it's a waveform. And you have this subconscious breathing pattern that your own brainstem encodes. Your own system just naturally breathes through for you. You don't always have to think about your breath. It's just there. It's intrinsically and inherently built in. And it's interesting because you're in this constant rhythm and that changes according to what your nervous system is in. If you have a breath rate that's naturally at a very relaxed, calming rhythm, you'll notice that whenever you go into a more relaxed state of brain waves, it even elongates out. You breathe fewer times per minute, just naturally and subconsciously. Or if you're in a more stress response, your breathing is more shallow and rapid. And that's one way that your nervous system has impact on breath. Well, it's the same thing vice versa. Your breath, whenever you do control it and intentionally take that breath into a new type of rhythm with intention and you're aligning it with that intention, then you have a profound impact on all of your biochemical processes and definitely within your own nervous system. And it's interesting because it'll like synchronize your vagal responses into more parasympathetic function. You can bring in more visualization with your breath work because you're embodying new states. You can alter states of your brainwave patterns with your breath. You have certain types of breath work where you are intentionally leaning into certain ways that your nervous system is encoding or upgrading its processes, or you are actually able to have impact on pH levels, alkalinity, and acidity in your body and in your bloodstream. You're able to upgrade that. So it's full circle. There's the tangible, and then there's the intangible connections of this. And so this is where you can breathe in like light field geometry. You can breathe in and imagine within your brain. But if we say imagine, your brain is capable of profound things. So whenever you're actually imagining with intention aligns, then you're imagining in like certain geometrical patterns or spirals or certain fields or certain frequencies. It's actually upgrading your own field and structure, and your cells are holding those signals and that information, those new encoding series of patterns. Your own system, your own biochemistry and physiology can hold those upgraded pattern codes. Right. And then there are some ways that we can go into how we're going to bring in the quantum neural encoding exercises. So this is where movement patterns in general, any type of movement can have powerful effects on your nervous system. Obviously, anytime that you're moving your arm in any way, your brain is receiving the signals of that. It's interpreting the signals of your movement patterns. So we know, like subconsciously, we can bring in another tangible way that your subconscious nervous system is always coding for memory. Whenever we're stressed or depressed or tired or whatever, then we oftentimes will slump forward. We go maybe into like a fetal position posturing without realizing it, where our arms are crossed or our hands are crossed if we're like in a state where we just don't feel well and don't feel expansive. And then same thing, whenever we're confident and like capable and we're feeling super authentic, like in our embodiment of our true self, and we're feeling that energy, then our shoulders are back and we're moving forward with the flow, and we have like free flowing movements, and we just feel like we're leaning into life. And it's the same type of thing. We actually have those movement patterns subtly in our body. Well, that's one thing that we can bring into our nervous system is like postural exercises, thinking about the ways that our own system and how our system, the neuromuscular response, is holding certain posture and certain frequencies. That's where like we can have structurally a certain signal that's going into the brain constantly and naturally. And we can also incorporate into our daily regime, our daily routine, as we're getting about for the day, movement patterns that can bring in upgrades for how your nervous system is expressing throughout the day. So these are different types of movement patterns that can just bring in a really nice signal to your brain that everything's flowing well. Whenever we're moving more in the lateral types of positions, laterally outwards from our body, then we're encoding the hemispheres of our brain. So this is the communication across the brain from different lobes, communicating across the corpus callosum, which is an important part of our brain that we'll definitely reference in just a little bit. And these movement patterns can synchronize and actually help to bring in neuroplasticity and communication. And we call it cross-cortical communication because it's across the cortices of the brain, the two halves of the brain. The corpus callosum is an area that receives these signals and crosses them across. So that's why it's wonderful to bring in these different types of movements and motions and make sure that you're just even exercising and walking. This is why intentional walking can even be very healing for your system. Go out and like walk in the mornings during sunrise or walk in the evening during sunset, and then you're upgrading your rhythms and you're grounding with the frequencies, the human resonance, or you're upgrading your own rhythm, synchronizing with the sun and the patterns of that and the UV light that's starting to come in, and then your own pineal gland gets activated, and that's very important for melatonin and serotonin balance. And then there's also movement patterns that you can incorporate in that have certain types of stimulation to various lobes of the brain. Like, for example, whenever you're moving in an infinity sign, an infinity loop, that's activating the cerebellum. This is a part of your brain at the back of the brain that deals with coordination. And this is coordination of everything, coordination of thoughts, coordination of muscle movements. This is coordination of your actually sensory function as well, that goes into the brain, and your immune system. So this part of the brain, the cerebellum, has an impact and control on your T regulatory cells, the T helper cells. So this is what helps you balance between a TH1 or TH2 dominant immune system, just basically meaning natural killer response and like really protecting you against biotoxins and bad bugs and things like that, or the more, it's like more of a TH2, then potentially it can lead to allergies or autoimmunities or some dysfunctions or more inflammation in your body. It's very important as well that we have that TH2 at the right balance, because that's what helps us to modulate the response. So it's not always in this like natural killer response. We want to have those T helper cells regulating it. Well, that's an immune system in a super quick, brief nutshell. And that's where your cerebellum just moving in an infinity sign literally will help to activate the cerebellum. And we can activate cross-cortical parts of the cerebellum by moving in an infinity sign on both sides, or you can move your arm in an infinity sign on one side and then the opposite leg in an infinity type of movement. And these are ways that you have very simple little neural hacks and neural movements. And then your movements, in addition to your intention of your nervous system activating in certain wave patterns and upgrading with all of these tools that we just now talked about, the quantum physics tools, can have profound impact and change and upgrades on the DNA expression, on the mitochondrial activation, and how that is creating energy signals and energy molecules in your system, and on just how your own biofields are holding resonance. Now, an infinity symbol, like if we go into that now, that's symbologically, we all know what infinity means. It means exponential. It's like a forever, and it's so expansive. And so that's already something that your system, your nervous system, is perceiving that, receiving those signals in, and thinking about that in a very expansive way. So you want to lean into something in your future abundantly, expressing in how you are going forwards into your day, then that's a perfect movement pattern to incorporate in. So we're going to add this into our little neural encoding session that we'll be doing in a little bit, and we can all move together in this way. Let's talk about a few other fun ideas and things. So, visual entrainment principles, where we can bring in different types of geometrical patterns and light fractals. This can actually stimulate your optic nerve to back to your pineal gland activation. The pineal gland is one of your master glands in your brain. This is, we already referenced it just a moment ago, whenever we were talking about the sunrise and sunset walking or movements. That's where your pineal gland is a master gland in your brain. It is directly behind your forehead, just a couple of inches. And this pineal gland is what helps you to secrete melatonin. It's going to help you secrete your serotonin, which is your happy, feel-good, super expansive type of neurotransmitter. And this has a very important impact on your circadian rhythm. So this is how you feel throughout the day. And then within every single rhythm, we are pushed and pulled by different rhythms. Like, as you can see within the ocean, we're actually, you can see the waves and you can see the tides coming and going as our moon is moving around. Well, we are 70% water. Hopefully we're more if you're staying well hydrated. And it's very important that you know that your system has profound impact in cycles and rhythms. So that's one of the ways that we can definitely think about the magnetic forces. So we think about electrical forces and magnetic forces. Magnetic forces are pulling in, electrical forces are going out, electrical thoughts are going out into our biofield. We can expand up, we can also bring in. Well, whenever you are thinking about anything, even about something that you can imagine or see, your optic nerve, which is this is your cranial nerve too. This is what brings in signals of how you're seeing and interpreting and everything that you see in your world around you. Your optic nerve is sending these signals back into your brain. Then your occipital lobe in the very back of your brain is what interprets these signals, like flips around the picture and shows you what you're seeing. It's not just with your eyes open that you see, though. Your brain actually has profound changes that is absolutely studied on functional MRIs. Many research articles prove this, that whenever you just imagine something or think about something, your brain is actually responding as if you're seeing that, or as if that's in your experience. So you're bringing it into your field. It actually is there. That's the way that you're able to bring in certain upgrades and codes that are helping to raise the resonance and patterns and frequencies within your own system. So then you think about how there's so many ways that we could go down many rabbit trails. We're going to save that for later. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll be bringing that into our neural encoding session as well. So you'll see visualization. So know that you've absolutely had plenty of the science to understand why visualization is so profoundly important. Like, one quick anecdote, you can think about like some of the incredible pro athletes. They'll just visualize themselves making that winning shot, making that winning, like whatever it is in the play. And then they actually are able to perform at significantly higher levels, like huge percentages of change between somebody that didn't, between the Olympic athlete that didn't use visualization exercises. So this is proof for you that visualization within these neural encoding sessions are very important. Your brain has many areas that are dedicated to understanding language. Like, so we have the Wernicke's and Broca's areas in the brain. This is what perceives in language and also expresses your language. And the Broca's is the rhythm. So this is the flow of the rhythm. This is where the frequencies of the sounds are also interpreted within language. So my interactiveness and why I have all these little notes and pauses and things like that, that's intentional to keep it interesting and unique. And then every pause is with an intention of something that I really want to have an impact in your brain, and I want it to stick, I want it to hold. So, language encoding, we can actually have certain information patterns that whenever I'll speak certain things or whenever I'll say certain things, certain words, your brain has an interpretation of it. We recognize specific patterns. So we can actually imagine certain things, or we can bring in certain codes of frequencies according to different language patterns. It may also be very novel the way that I'm explaining something. That's where we want to bring in the expansiveness that can come with language, and just knowing that even if it's super novel to your brain, that's where the most growth happens. That's where the neuroplasticity happens. Your brain neuroplastically makes new neural connections and new synaptic growth whenever something is new. Whenever you've repeated a certain pattern over and over and over again, it's not going to be novel enough to create a new neural connection because it's already built those connections. So, what we have to do is whenever we go into neural encoding sessions, you're going to hear certain types of language patterns or language things that you may not understand conceptually with your conscious brain, and know that that's where the magic is happening. That's where the profound changes are actually encoding into your brain. And then there's an amazing neural to heart coherence that starts to happen to reprogram your subconscious patterns. And this is because you'll feel certain resonance patterns. Like, whenever we say the word resonance, you all know that this is a very important word to me, as I've named almost all of the different projects that I'm in, resonance. And resonance is where you have this coherent field of synergy. You have this symphony, this harmony. And the harmony is where you have these coherent patterns that are in resonance or resonate. And we oftentimes talk about it in a like vibrational pattern of sound waves. And so sound is typically the way that we'll be thinking about this a lot. But every single energy and frequency is a wave pattern of sorts, and there is a frequency and a harmony that can happen within the resonance between different fields and frequencies. So this is within your own field, within the impact on a microatomic level,
like we were talking about with the electrons and, the subtle fields of energy and how we're actually able to alter and update and activate these things. This is where you're able to have this type of coherence that's built into these patterns that your own nervous system can then start to use and hold in frequency alignment so that it's continuing its own upgrading and regenerating and evolving process. All right. Now let's get into another really interesting concept, and this is around consciousness and resonant healing. So living string theory and bioresonance, this is where Dr. Maximilian Ulmer was the one that inspired me in the living string theory. He's the one that really brought the string theory, the original concept, home to the biology, biochemistry, and he's the one that shared it with me. And this is where I wanted to bring this as a concept to you all with the bioresonance, because I think it's one of the most profound levels of how we can go into understanding the impact of what all these frequency fields and patterns have on our own system. Tangibly within matter. So, I'm going to share with you a little bit of his principles of what he's brought in from these theories, concepts, and the data that's behind this. So, the body is composed of vibrational string theories and string energy, and your system, everything within your body, your fascia, your neurons, connective tissue, and quantum fields are all interconnected. So, what we can do is you actually have capacity to entrain frequencies and to match the frequencies that allow you to retune the body's strings, like to actually retune the matrix of how your own system is expressing as well as your own fields. Your human body is a resonance chamber. Your thoughts and feelings are vibrating through it. Your interaction of like your own electrical expansiveness, electricity of expansiveness, the electromagnetic fields and the magnetic fields of what you're bringing in are all capable of upgrades. And so that is a very profound and important concept to understand, that you can have such important impact into your system. And this is so important that you're able to lean into this, into these sessions and these neural encoding sessions, as well as get treatment and therapies and sessions, particularly related to your individuality. And exactly what you need according to your own fields, like your own matrix. It's all been affected by so many different things. It's affected by your own biochemistry and physiology and anything that may be in a bit of dysresonance, like as in a lack of optimal health. It may be because of a dysresonance within your own authentic expression of yourself and of your own nature, like of you as your spirit, like how you're expressing here in your world, in your realm. But it may also just be energetic patterns from your past, from traumas, from stressors, from even your legacy, generational legacy. And so you'll have great benefit from a comprehensive, like just a very generalized type of neural encoding sessions as well. And whenever you're learning to work with these tools, then you can incorporate them into your own life. And also, it's important to have someone work with you that is able to help with realigning some of these coherence patterns within your system per your individual needs, per exactly what your own matrix can be upgraded into. Let's talk about another concept called the heart-brain coherence as a resonance gateway. So, HeartMath Institute shows that heart-generated electromagnetic fields synchronize brainwave patterns. When in coherence, we generate measurable harmonic waves, which influence DNA repair, cognition, and intuition. And this is your own perception of your thoughts. This is your own perception of how you're receiving in the information and having resilience to what is happening in your environment and what's happening in your experiences around you. So that's one thing that we want to align. And we do that within these sessions. So, the quantum field and intention, let's bring it all back together. Your nervous system is both a transmitter and a receiver of quantum fields. Every thought is a waveform. Neural encoding aligns thought with energy and energy with action. Conscious intention collapses the quantum probability wave into biological structure. So, with that being said, let's go into a quantum neural encoding session. Just to give you a little sneak peek, and this is going to be a very short one. I just want you all to experience what it's like so that you can just imagine bringing together all of these different tools into your own life and just helping to make sure that you know how to utilize these. And then I'll also give you some ideas of how we can start layering on and building on the layers of how you're working with these tools. All right, so settling in to the space. Now we center. We've had a lot of wonderful science and inspiration and quantum physics theories, new concepts, new ways of thinking about things, new patterns of thought, and new patterns within our field that we're inspired by. So now we're centering into the space. Take some centering breaths, inhaling for four counts, and then hold for four. And then we're going to exhale for four and hold out for four. So, in this pattern of 4-4-4-4 box breathing, you're going to just continue this pattern, focusing into the space and focus your intention on your heart center while you're breathing. Now, as we were saying, with the light patterns and with color patterns, your brain has perception of these. So you're going to just focus in the center of the heart, in this beautiful sphere that's around your heart. Just imagine and picture a beautiful green sphere spiraling around, spinning. And then imagine a golden white light that's just spiraling down from above and down into your chest, down into your heart. And just feel yourself opening to the space to align your nervous system with light, truth, vitality, coherence, the intention of integrating many of these different concepts and tools and these levels of inspiration that you have. Feel yourself aligning with the intention to recode and receive your highest frequency. Feel the inspiration that comes within your own spirit, within your own soul, as you are expressing in this new way, as you're feeling this coherence that's happening between your nervous system and your heart. Feel the appreciation for the space that we've shared, and feel the appreciation for your own incredible innate neurological capacity for upgrades within your nervous system, neuroplastically, and within your cells in the mitochondria, the expression of the energy patterns, and how your cells are now upgrading the codes that are in your original blueprint, that are in your DNA, and you're now upgrading your DNA to hold in coherence and in alignment with your original blueprint. And whenever we say your original blueprint, that's separated from anything generationally, legacy-wise, or in the past that may have affected and impacted this DNA expression within every cell. So breathing in, now just allow your breath to be released into a natural breathing pattern, and you're just focusing your intention fully, fully on the center of your heart as this sphere is spiraling and spinning. And then feel how within every single cell you're starting to feel an alignment of similar types of spin frequencies. These are all upgraded within a coherence, within a similar spin pattern that is radiating out a beautiful light frequency. And as it's radiating out, see it spinning so quickly that it's spinning in one direction at first, but now because it's spinning so quickly, it actually is perceptively spinning the opposite way, spinning forwards, backwards, around, upwards, downwards, every which direction. Just imagine that every single cell now is receiving in those codes and that spinning pattern. And this is upgrading the way of the resonance between the cells. So now we're just visualizing that with each breath you're breathing in, spirals of light, scalar waves. Feel how you're synchronizing with the wave patterns, with the rhythm pattern of your original rhythm. Your original rhythm that's within your system, within your own nervous system, within your spirit, you're upgrading the way that your own antennas and perceptive signals are able to receive the perception, light, sound, frequencies, and upgrading the resilience. Breathing in as we're activating now a few areas tangibly in your brain. Imagine that you're seeing a specific type of geometrical pattern. And this geometrical pattern may come naturally to you. Allow yourself to just see whatever that pattern is, whatever your own nervous system chooses to see. For those who are not seeing anything yet, no problem. We'll just bring in a few ideas and I'll give you some ideas to imagine. So imagine a cube, a square. Imagine a circle within the square. And then imagine a little symbol that just has three little prongs off of it that's within the center of that. And imagine now that that alters and changes into a hexagon, into an icosahedron. And if you don't know what these are, that's okay. This is just giving your brain something novel, something new, something different. A dodecahedron. Now imagine it changes into a beautiful infinity symbol. Now feel that infinity symbol. Feel how that's creating an inspiration to maybe move your hands. If you're in a very peaceful, relaxed state, then you can just imagine moving your hands. Otherwise, if you'd like to move your hands in an infinity sign back and forth laterally, then do that. And then your hands just flip around right at the center, right in front of you. Feel that that infinity symbol is flipping right up at your umbilicus region. Right below that, there's the Dantian region. This is an area of energy patterns that are where you have a bowl of energy in your system. Now feel that right below this region, you see a beautiful red sphere forming right in the bowl, the basin of your abdomen, swirling around your pelvic bowl. Feel it anchoring you, grounding you. And feel a beautiful golden light coming down from above. And just feel it anchoring into the base of your spine. Now you've been doing these movement patterns, and you can just relax your hands down. Maybe relax your hands into your lap. And let's now breathe in. And as you're breathing in, feel yourself breathing into the back of your throat and really bringing a deep breath in. This is going to activate the vagus nerve as we're lifting the back of the mouth, the palate. And then, if it feels right, then release your breath into an om and allow for yourself to hum an om. And this is activating the auditory nerve, the vagus nerve. It's bringing in the signals into the cranial nerves. And then, breathing in, you're just allowing yourself to settle into this space and see these energy patterns of this light that we've activated in your system. Feel how synchronized they are. Feel them balancing. And if you're doing a quantum neural encoding session on your own at home and you want to activate your brain waves in certain ways, then you can also imagine certain sound frequencies, or you can actually play a bioharmonic frequency or a binaural beat pattern at specific frequencies. You could play 432 hertz or 528 hertz and some of these code patterns, 932, and just different frequency patterns that you can look up that actually can activate the auditory nerve, the vestibular cochlear nerve. Now you're just breathing into this space and just feel your brain, how capable it is of neurotransmitter production, biochemical and physiological upgrades, and feel how, with everything that you've imagined, it's powerful within your system. Know that this is upgrading and encoding your system. So feel yourself and feel how you can just now center back into the center of the heart and feel how, as you're bringing your attention there, you are able to tune in to the sounds and the truth, the harmony of the frequency, the coherence, and then lifting your attention up to the top of your head into the crown chakra, into the area at the top of your head where you can connect to higher inspiration, higher knowledge, higher truth. Feel yourself, feel your consciousness actually being able to attune your antennas to the quantum field. So imagine and feel your body just becoming translucent and feel the golden white light just filling it up. Feel all of the biological codes, the DNA codes, the patterns within your system upgraded. Feel how each breath pulses the light across your cells, into your cells, through your DNA. You are attuned to the quantum field of wholeness, possibility of perfection, of wellness. So feel yourself moving forward into your future, into your day, fully aligned, fully attuned, in coherence. And now feel how and appreciate how you are encoded for coherence, regeneration, infinite vitality, knowledge, and inspiration, the quantum field of intelligence. And you're in training your reality to your highest frequency. So, centering back into the space, taking one more deep breath, appreciating how your body feels, feeling what has shifted within your awareness, what has shifted within your own nervous system, within your own knowledge, insights, inspiration, attention. Feel the coherence, and you can open your eyes. And that was a little mini quantum neuroencoding session. We can definitely go much deeper than that. That was a super shallow one, just to give you a little sneak peek and a little taste of it, just touching your toes in. But there's so many more opportunities. And so, what I would love for you to do is take this inspiration and start incorporating it into your life. Start practicing with these tools and start using it to upgrade your routines. And I would love to offer to for you to be able to have a level that you're able to go into that matches where you're ready for. What is it that you're ready to shift in your life? How are you ready to shift your well-being, your nervous system? You are capable of so much more. As you can see, just with these few tools that I started referencing here, you have profound impact on your system. So you don't need to sit there and spend tons of time on many different wellness plans or many different like going through life, just slowly trying to make your reality shift according to how hard you work or how much you're doing. Just seeing how you can be in these states, in these moments where you're able to integrate this into your life, you're able to have profound impact on your reality. So you're able to create the abundance that you desire, all of the wonderful things that you're able to create. You have that capacity. So what I would love to offer to you all is an opportunity to get involved and go deeper. And this is where Dr. Maximilian Ulmer and myself, we're offering a nervous system reset membership. So this is where we have a bi-monthly live call where we're actually taking you through integrating techniques like these and so many more, much deeper tools, like further down the rabbit hole, and many more that can have profound impact on your life. And you see the science behind this. What we're going to do is, of course, give you so much more of these types of tools, as well as things that you can incorporate in just to really embody this into your life. So I'll make sure that you have everything that you need for the biochemical, physiological, nervous system changes, so that you're really embodying this into your own being, and you're able to see these frequencies change in your biofield and therefore changing your reality. Dr. Maximilian is incredible. incredible with working with these frequencies. And actually, he's been a huge part of the inspiration within, for me, within bringing the functional neurology and the functional medicine components into this kind of neural encoding, frequency therapies and everything else within this energy that can we can shift and reset and upgrade. And so this is where you're going to have incredible inspiration from our combined intelligence and our intention and support and guidance and inspiration. And so we'll be so happy to have you join us. And this membership is going to also offer you the breathwork guided sessions, the neural encoding sessions, light codes and neuroplasticity exercises, and just different things that you can continue to do on your own. And you'll actually have like a toolkit that you can reach into whenever you need certain types of sessions. So just according to whatever your day is like, whatever you're going through at the time, maybe whatever is you're experiencing, whatever you're wanting to upgrade. So it's going to help you with rewiring your system, recalibrating your frequency, and remembering your limitless self, remembering how incredible you are, how powerful you are, remembering your authenticity, your original blueprint, who you are, and expressing that, and unlocking your soul gifts because you are incredible. You are an amazing being, and you deserve to live at your absolute fullest capacity. And so we want to bring to you all of these different levels. And quantum neural encoding is not just about resolving the symptoms. It is about upgrading every single aspect of your life, a full evolution, like next level evolution, by realigning you and helping you remember and unlock you and who you are in your individuality, your authenticity, in your fullness, in your full expression of you, in your spirit. You are so dynamic. You're this living field of frequency that you can have impact on with your intention, with bringing in resonance and coherence and bringing out the light that's within you of who you are. So, when you bring coherence to your nervous system, you unlock the infinite bandwidth of your biology and your soul. So if you resonated with this today and you're ready to get started to integrate these practices, I invite you to join us in our Nervous System Reset membership where we can continue this work together. So just send me a message if you're interested, and I would love to share more information with you. I would love to offer you a personalized discovery call if you'd like to make sure that this is a good fit. I'm sure you probably already know, according to being on this call. And I'm sure you probably resonated if you've stayed on the call this long. So I'm super excited. We are so excited to join you in this journey. And we'll guide you through with all these powerful exercises that you can incorporate into your life. So your next level of evolution is here. And I'm so happy to work with you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much for sharing this time and space with me. I really appreciate you all for staying all this time. If you'd like to send me a message, I'll make sure I follow up with it right away. And you can get involved in just send me a message to info@drlayladoolittle.com. Or you can send it to our clinic cell, 469-759-9457. Send me a text, call, whatever you want to do. So happy to connect with you all. Blessings. See you all later.